Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Days from inauguration, the U.S. Capitol is an active crime scene. Today, federal authorities announced where their investigations into the deadly insurrection on the Capitol stand. Michael Sherwin is acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia.
We have already opened more than 170 subject files, meaning these individuals have been identified as potential persons that committed crimes on the Capitol grounds, inside and outside. So of those 170 cases that have already been opened, and I anticipate that's going to grow to the hundreds in the next coming weeks, we've already charged over 70 cases.
He says the Department of Justice is looking at significant felony cases tied to sedition and conspiracy. Meanwhile, President Trump does not appear to be taking any responsibility for his role in last week's violence.
Millions of our citizens watched on Wednesday as a mob stormed the Capitol and trashed the halls of government. As I have consistently said throughout my administration, we believe in respecting America's history and traditions, not tearing them down. We believe in the rule of law, not in violence or rioting.
However, Democrats and some members of Trump's own party say the attacks that cost several lives can be traced right back to him and his quest to have the election he lost to Joe Biden overturned. That's why the Democratic-led House is pressing Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office now. Pence has shown no sign of going there, so the House will move to again impeach Trump. Here's NPR's Susan Davis.
Once an impeachment resolution passes the House, there has to be a Senate trial once they inform the Senate. There's no way around it. So it is a complicating factor for Democrats of how are they going to balance the likelihood of a Senate trial and the first 100 days of the incoming Biden administration, in which they have a very ambitious agenda they want to get started on, and they really need to get Joe Biden and his cabinet nominees confirmed.
The judge overseeing the trial of former police officers charged in the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May has pushed back the trial of three of the officers. We have more from Minnesota Public Radio's John Collins.
The four former officers charged in Floyd's death were scheduled to go on trial in March, but Judge Peter Cahill ruled that two separate trials are required due to COVID-19 restrictions. Former officer Derek Chauvin will keep his March court date. He's charged with murder and manslaughter in Floyd's killing. Three other officers are charged with aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter and are scheduled to go on trial in August. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison's office is prosecuting the former officers. He said in a statement that he disagreed with the judge's decision to have separate trials. For NPR News, I'm John Collins in Minneapolis.
The Dow is closed up 60 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Trump administration is making several big changes to its coronavirus vaccine distribution strategy, according to officials, in a bid to jumpstart the rollout and get more Americans vaccinated quickly. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin explains one change is in line with the incoming Biden administration's plans.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announced the changes on ABC's Good Morning America. He called the distribution so far flawless, but
we have seen now that the administration in the states has been too narrowly focused.
So Azar said they're urging governors to vaccinate all people 65 and older or those with underlying conditions, starting now. This goes against CDC recommendations to first allow those 75 and older and some essential workers to go first. He also said they would start releasing second doses instead of holding them in reserve, a policy the incoming Biden administration announced last week. And he urged states to do more vaccinations outside of hospitals, in megasites, pharmacies, and community health centers. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
More signs of a stalled jobs market. The Labor Department reporting fewer listed openings in November. Last week, we learned that 2020 ended with the economy losing jobs for the first time in 8 months as a result of the national health emergency. What would you do with $625 million? That's the Mega Millions lottery prize to anyone who has the winning ticket in tonight's drawing. It's the largest prize in nearly 2 years. Powerball's not far behind. It carries a jackpot of $550 million in tomorrow night's drawing. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.